This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mason wins, swings, and launches one to left. And that's going to untie the game. And it's home run derby tonight here at Citizens Bank Park. Mason Wynn with his fifth home run of the season, and it's 7-6 St. Louis.
Yeah, well called there by Scott Francke last
home
night.
Run derby.
It
funny.
Did feel like that. Unfortunately, one of the pitchers in the home run derby last night is a $172 million pitcher. His name is Aaron Nola. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. Overall, up and down day. Right, we were there for the first game yesterday. Fun time at Citizens Bank
y'all
Park.
Yeah, funny too, by the way.
It was a good game. Phillies won it late, and good pitching yesterday by Lizardo in the opener. But Hugh, that nightcap, not quite the same from the pitching department. The Cardinals scored 14 runs, the majority of those, of course, off of Aaron Nola. 3 2/3, 12 hits, 9 runs,
Woo.
3 homers.
He had a rough one.
Oh, my goodness. His ERA for the season now is 6.16. I said a month ago, I'm seriously concerned with Aaron Nola. Then he had a couple good starts, right? He kind of found himself mm-hmm. and pitched well in Chicago, pitched well the next outing. But he's back to where he was at the beginning of the year. He can't get swings and misses. And with two strikes, I mean, they were teeing off. And I don't look at that Cardinals lineup as like the Dodgers.
Murder's Row.
No, and they just teed off on him. Hugh, we got an Aaron Nola problem right now.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing about it, you know, we were talking about the catcher and his woes with the catcher. Well, you had to catch, you won it last night.
Right, Marshawn caught the first game.
Yeah, and you had to catch, you won it, and it didn't work out for you. So, that's a tough spot to be in.
It is.
Especially when you get 5 runs in the first inning, a couple of innings, and you can't hold that.
When JT hit the home run in the bottom of the first, they were up 5-1. I'm like, they got to win this game, right? You have a 5-1 lead in the first inning. You should win that game. And they ended up scoring, 7 runs in the game, but they lost by 7 because Nola was a disaster. 215-592-9494 to hop in on the schedule, your win total. And let's talk Nola here. All right, let's hear from Nola after the game as he discussed his outing and just where he is right now.
I felt good. Arm felt good. Command felt pretty good. I was putting guys away and getting decently early outs. But, I don't really have another answer for tonight besides terrible.
Well, at least he didn't sugarcoat
it. He's self-aware.
Yeah, he knows what that was.
Yeah, you can't sugarcoat. Look, outing like that, you can't do any too much sugarcoat.
It is very difficult to sugarcoat 9 runs. Let's hear Topper on Nola. Did he try to sugarcoat it after last night?
Nola's been, last few have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Obviously tonight, you seemed to take a step backward. What did you think?
Yeah, it was funny, you know. In the first inning, you get second and third and gets out of it with just 1 run. And then we come back and score 5 in the first, and you feel pretty good about it with him on the mound. But, a lot of first pitch strikes, but just couldn't put people away. Just a lot of mistakes, especially with 2 strikes on the hitters. So didn't really have his best command and kind of paid for it.
Well, he really paid for it.
He kind of paid.
Yeah, he kind of did. I'm actually also disappointed.
We all paid for it.
Yeah, we all did watching that. I'm disappointed in Topper for rolling him back out there for the fourth inning. He gave up six runs the first three innings. I mean, what did you think was going to happen in the fourth? We're just going to figure this out all of a sudden?
Well, I would say to that, you try to let him work through it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what Nola has been over the last few years. You just try to let him work through it. And it didn't. Unfortunately for him, that was not the case.
So you're right, and he's done that before. But they do have an off day today, right? And they had Taiwan, who hadn't pitched in a week in the bullpen. Eventually, he came in the game. It just felt to me like I didn't think he was going to turn it around at that point. And you kind of gave the game away when you let them score three more runs there in the top of the fourth inning. All right, so we got a real Aaron Nola problem. Hugh, I looked at some of the numbers this morning. Because I was wondering, like, how bad is this, right? Like, where are we right now compared to other bad we've seen here with the Phillies and pitching over the years? So remember how bad it was with Taiwan last year? How we all wanted Taiwan nowhere near the mound?
Yeah.
The first nine starts this season for Aaron Nola. Last night was his ninth start. He has given up 59 hits in his first nine starts, and he has a 6.16 ERA, okay? 59 hits, 6.16 ERA. You ready for what Taiwan's first nine starts were last year?
What you got?
53 hits allowed and a 5.33 ERA. Aaron Nola was worse. The hits are about the same, but the ERA is like a run worse. Aaron Nola's first nine starts this year are worse than Taiwan Walker's first nine starts last year when we couldn't wait to get him off the team. Hugh, I know Aaron Nola has a track record and he's been an outstanding Phillies pitcher for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he should have a firm hold on a rotation spot. Like in a month, if Andrew Painter is ready, why is Aaron Nola in the rotation? I don't see how they could keep. If he keeps pitching like this, I can't keep him in the rotation much longer. I mean, this is it's like below the standard for me of what a major league caliber starter is. This is bad.
Yeah, you can. And I know you're gonna hate to hear this.
Oh,
but
no.
190 million reasons why you keep him in the lineup. What are you talking about?
No.
See, this is where
why do we care?
Let me pull this.
Yeah, explain to me why I care about his money.
You're not supposed to care.
Okay, good.
You're not because you're a fan. And you know, you love the team and the fact that when they won the first game, we were all high five.
But I want them to win games.
I didn't understand that though, by the way, why we was all out there high five.
Because we got to win.
But we didn't play. But it was cool. That was just a little pet peeve of mine yesterday.
Was
even after they won. The
They won. We were happy.
Yeah, no, but y'all high five and like y'all won.
The fans are a part of the team.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't play though. But anyway, I digress.
We were there to support them.
Yeah,
we were there to support
them. The high five just seemed like a little.
That's what people do.
Yeah, right. You think they would have won without our support?
I'm just saying that was just a side note.
You know what? You know why? You know why these players make the money?
They're gonna let me sneak that in there like that.
Because the fans.
I didn't say anything about that. I just felt it was a little weird.
It's not. It's actually very normal.
People do it every game.
We did.
It's like maybe the most normal thing in sports.
I guess.
No, now I'm offended.
I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure you are.
You've offended everyone.
It's a terrible thing.
I'm just saying, I didn't understand the high fives for everybody. Right. High fives for everybody. I didn't understand
that. What's the reaction when they win in a close game?
You can go, yeah, but the high fives, like, we help win. I mean,
we're celebrating together as fans.
Can I get back to my point?
Well, no. This point's going to bother us, too.
I don't even want to hear it.
Can I get back to my point,
go,
please?
Go ahead.
But it's because he's making that kind of money.
Oh,
you just don't take him out the lineup all willy-nilly. See, you know what? You know what I figured out about you and Kyle? You guys cannot stand the logic behind this.
There is no logic.
Because he already 6.16.
And he makes $190 million.
No, who cares?
Do you think he rolled him back out? Why do you think he rolled him back out there in the fourth inning? To try to help him work his way through
he wants to save the bullpen.
Yeah, and they're hoping
and
he
at
can
the end of the day, you
his
hope
form.
Exactly. That's why you leave him out there.
But I'm trying to make the playoffs. Let me say it this way. If they give Aaron Nola 30 starts of this, of what we've seen so far, they could miss the playoffs just because of him. They have 18 losses. He has 7 of them.
Now, I will say this. History has shown that he's not that bad.
Of course not. But what's going on now?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes guys decline quickly.
Yeah, no, and I get that. I just think he had a bad day.
There have been a lot of bad days.
Yeah, it has. He has not been to the Nola form that we're used to.
No, he has not.
But I understand that we have Painter sitting in the wings. This is going to be a 6-man rotation for a while until we're absolutely sure that Nola's cooked. That's the point that I'm making.
You very well might be right. So if they go to a six man, then okay, we'll go. Then that's a way to solve the problem. If they stay in a five man rotation, I'm just saying like a month from now, because Painter, I don't think he's that far away. I mean, they said his next start.
And the fact that Nola's looking the way that he's looking, that might speed up things a little
right.
bit.
They said his next start, Painter's going to be 75 pitches. So that means that in my math, he's like a month away from being built up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a month from now, if Nola's ERA is still where it is and he's getting rocked, and they want to keep a five-man rotation, the odd man out is
Aaron.
Is Aaron Nola. I mean, he's pitching to a 6.16 ERA. 215-592-9494. Should Aaron Nola have a firm spot on a rotation spot? I'll say it another way. When Painter's ready, should Nola lose his rotation spot? And if he pitches like this, it's an easy one for me. He's out of the rotation. I can't worry about his $172 million contract. I got you worrying about his money.
I'm not worried. I'm just trying to tell y'all the reality of what y'all are asking for. And there's a monetary value tied to his starts right now.
Who cares?
Now, if things change and he stays that way, then yes, that's a conversation that we had. But that right now, that's premature. It's a real premature conversation to have.
I don't know. He's nine starts in with a 6 ERA.
And he's had a track record. Okay, what are you about to ask?
You had to win a playoff game tomorrow here. Are you thinking about his money, or are you putting the best guy in?
See, why you have to do
no,
it?
But that matters.
It doesn't matter. In the playoffs, it does matter. But right now, I got $190 million pitcher. He's not pitching well, but in history, his history has shown that he's worked his way through things like
this. Okay, well, that's a more fair point than he makes $190 million.
But it's all tied into the same thing. If he wasn't making $190 million, if he had a history of doing this, you're still gonna put him out there.
Because
Taiwan ain't got the cachet that Nola has. He just doesn't.
He doesn't.
We sat here and we talked about that. I've sat here on many a show, and I've heard people say, "Oh, that's Nola just being Nola." He gets into trouble. Like we have watched games where we know in the first couple of innings he might give up a run or two, but then he'll settle down and then he'll be fine the rest of the game. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
is that that's his track record.
Mm-hmm. But it's getting worse, right?
Like it feels worse.
But he's going to get the grace. He's going to get that runway, if you will,
They'll give him more chances.
Yeah. Again, this isn't today. I just mean when Painter's ready. If Nola keeps pitching like this, I'd remove him from the rotation. He's their worst. So there's many ways to evaluate a pitcher, right? It's not just ERA, but that's obviously one we look at pretty quickly. Of all the starting pitchers in baseball, he has the fourth worst earned run average in baseball right now. One of the guys pitches for the Rockies. Half his games are at Coors Field. I mean, it's bad. Like a 6 ERA for anyone is bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's given up 11 home runs. It is May 15th. And the last three seasons in baseball, he's allowed more home runs than anyone. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to Nola last night as the Phillies lose 14-7. And when Painter's ready, should they take Nola out of the rotation? I mean, it's easy for – I know it's hard because – and you're not wrong, Hugh. It's not easy to do this. It's just easy for me.
Yeah, because you like to make, like, hasty decisions.
Not hasty. Okay. If they have a five-man rotation –
I should say you and Kyle.
If they have a five-man rotation, someone's got to leave, right? It's obviously not Wheeler. It's not Lizardo. It's not Sanchez. So it's Suarez, who just pitched well his last outing, or it's Nola. I mean, like, what do you want me to do? One of those guys has got to go if they keep a five-man rotation.
All right. No, man, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Doesn't sound like you are.
I'm just trying to bring logic to the show, man. Y'all, you know, we got folks calling in just talking about because they're a good
You're
team.
The one telling us we can't high-five each other.
I know. That was offensive.
Well, that was a joke.
That was a side topic. But it's like, I do think it's kind of ridiculous, though.
It was a big win.
I mean, it was a big win, but the high-fives was just a little bit too much.
It was
what fans do.
I mean, I guess.
You see the end of the games every time people in the crowd high-fiving strangers? At least we know each other.
What's the difference between high-fiving somebody and cheering or celebrating? Like when Harper hit Bedlam at the bank, the home run.
No, I mean,
And everyone should have just kept their hands to their sides.
No, I mean, the golf clap, but yeah, like this.
Golf clap?
Outrageous.
It's not 1920.
I just thought it was funny. We're not wearing suits to the game.
I just
thought it was funny. Like, we had a WIP outing, and then we're all high-fiving each other like we played.
We're fans of the team.
I mean, I hear you. I just thought it was
like
funny.
Like, who are they playing for,
I'm
if
just
not
saying,
us?
That's what I just thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're offended now.
Yeah, we think you're funny.
You're offended every day. What is that? How does that change anything?
Well, because you didn't say other people were high-fiving. You specifically said we were high-fiving.
I just thought it was kind of funny.
You called your own coworkers out.
No, I did.
On the air.
And you know, it was just funny. It was a good time hanging out with y'all, but at the same time, funny. It was funny.
It's not. But we're I need to deal with Nola and the schedule right now. We'll get back to this. 215-592-9494 for your win total. First look at the Eagles schedule. How many wins do you have? I'm at 11. Kyle's at 11. Hugh's working his way to 12 or 13, but he did start at 1-3. And Aaron Nola, when Painter's ready, if Nola continues to struggle, would you remove him from the rotation? I would without question. Jeff in Orlando's up. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jeff. What's up?
I want to talk to you. Talk about the Phillies a little bit. The thing about Painter, everybody keeps waiting for him to come up when he's ready. Isn't the real reason he's not here already now is because they're trying to time his contract so they don't have to pay him until a year or so later? I mean, if they want the pitching so bad, they could have it up here tomorrow. I don't understand that.
Well, I don't know their true motive, Jeff. I mean, they've said it's about his innings. They've said it's about building him up. But to go to your thought, if it's about delaying his eventual contract, and that stops at the end of May. I mean, by the end of May, you could call a player up and you save the year. So we're kind of past that. We're almost past that already.
Well, I bet when we're past that, if you still keep getting Nola performances like last night, we're going to get him up here pretty quick.
Yeah.
The other problem with the Phillies is, after watching these guys for the last couple of years, they've got seven guys on their team right now that are better suited to play first base in the positions they're playing. Their catcher, the third baseman, their shortstop, their outfielder, all belong at first base, and that's I don't know how sustainable that is over the long haul. So those two things I think are going to be real factors in determining how far they go. I think they make the playoffs. What happens after that if they get on a heater? Great, and I hope Nola's a part of it. I hope he can straighten himself out. As for the Eagles, I think it was a lot more daunting last year with Lamar Jackson and with Joe Burrow. Than any of the quarterbacks are going to face this year. I also don't think that anybody has made, even though the Eagles got picked pretty cleanly on defense, I don't know that anybody's really added that much in the NFC anyway that makes you think they're not going to win 13 games, because I think they're rock solid. These are championship, two Super Bowls in 3 years. This is a team that I wouldn't want to play them.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of teams. So, I mean, that's the point you just made at the end there.
They're definitely the measuring stick.
Yeah,
no question.
Jeff, it's a good phone call. I mean, that's true, right? Like other teams, other talk show hosts in other cities, you were going through their schedule today, and they said, we got to face the Eagles. I mean, that's true.
Oh, you struggle the game and say, hey, this is a good measuring stick for us, especially when you talk about teams like the Rams.
Yep.
And where they were last year. And they're looking at the film. They're looking at the tape. And they're saying to themselves, oh, man, we had a chance. We definitely had a chance. And, they're going to try to go. They went out and drafted trying to increase their chances. But that's going to be a good game, a really, really good game.
So he mentioned he thought last year's schedule was tougher with quarterbacks. I don't know. I mean, yes, they did face Lamar and Burrow last year. And obviously those guys are great quarterbacks. They faced Mahomes and Josh Allen this season. They faced probably the two best quarterbacks in football.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, how many bad quarterbacks are on the schedule this year? Not many. The Giants are out there is going to be likely bad.
The quarterbacks are way harder this year. Way harder. Especially
the young cat from the Bears.
Yeah, if you expect Caleb to take a step forward. I mean, you got Dak.
Well, remember, they missed Dak twice last year because of the injury.
You got Dak, Mahomes, Stafford,
who's the quarterback
Mayfield,
for the Vikings?
Knicks.
Darnold's not there anymore.
J.J.
Right.
McCarthy.
J.J., okay.
Yeah, he could. He's a wild card. Maybe he's not good.
You got Love, Goff, Caleb Williams, Justin Herbert.
It's harder this year.
Josh Allen.
There's more. Last year,
it's
they
way harder.
Yeah, they faced, to steal a line from Hugh, they faced more. They face a good number.
Canada pans.
Yeah, whatever
Canada
that is.
Canada pans. Canada tans.
Tomato cans? Is that it?
Canada tans.
I can't do it.
Canada tans.
Yeah, I'll leave that to you. But they faced more bad quarterbacks last year than they faced some good ones, really good ones. But they faced like three or four or five or six bad ones they could just beat up on. I don't see that many on the schedule this year. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, how y'all doing today, Dream
What's
team?
Up, Will?
Hey, Will.
All right. Man, first of all, listen. We got to put some respect on my man, Jalen Nane. For real, man. He beat all these quarterbacks that we keep saying, we got to play these guys. He beat them. And he beat the top dog convincingly. So let's stop with all this, giving these teams all these props. Like, stop it. Give the Eagles the props. We're the team that they're going to be fair in this season. Whether it's a new coordinator or whatever, we still got the same offense.
And a lot of teams is going to fear it.
Well, but we do have a new coordinator. Same yeah. teams, same players, but a new coordinator.
And you're right. And what I wanted to say about that, too, like you were saying that, oh, these quarterbacks. Listen, preparation beat talent any day. And that's what we did to them Kansas City Chiefs. So the whole thing is this, man. As long as this offensive coordinator understand what he have to do this season, because we're going to have to switch it up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to have total balance. But the whole thing is, the teams that we know we can run on, that's who we're going to run on. But it's going, like AJ and all them guys, y'all been crying for the ball all last season. Guess what? This is going to be the season to show you to show and prove. I guarantee it. So all that crying, I hope you're ready. Because Jalen is going to be passing the ball, and he's going to show the world once again with another offensive coordinator that he's one of the top elite quarterbacks in the league. And I want to say this about the Phillies. Listen, man, Nola and Rob, like Rob, you seen what was going on. So, and you know he's been in a slump lately. You supposed to have been prepared to have the next man up.
Yeah, I agree. Especially with an off day today and Taiwan rested in the bullpen. To send him back out there for the fourth inning, you were asking for trouble.
Yeah, but you know, like I said, Rob, you got to get more involved, man. You got to understand how the game is turning and make them tough decisions so we could get these wins going, man. That's it, man. That's it.
Well, you got it, Will. So what's your win total? What's your number?
I got 2-2 to start off with.
Well, how about the full season?
Oh, the full season? Uh-huh. I could guarantee you 12 wins, man.
Guaranteed 12-5, says Will. 12. Guaranteed. Yes, you got it, Will. We appreciate the phone call. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. With your tree card 94 only at Sunoco. You right over there?
No, I listen, like, and people are chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how did it become, like, we're doing the Eagle schedule. I hate doing this, by the way, because it's obvious that people aren't listening to what's being said. And somehow this has devolved into a Jalen bashing session, and about how we're not giving Jalen his
props. Welcome to WIP.
No, but I'm like, I need y'all to listen to what's being said.
That's impossible.
This is not when we do these schedules and we think we're gonna win. Who's gonna win or lose? It's not a slight on Jalen.
We came, is it? No, it's not. Well, we came on the air today and we went through the schedule and the teams and the pitfalls and the parts that we like and all that. I don't think any of us said, and we think Jalen's going to struggle, or we think Jalen's not going to be good
enough. This has devolved into, because I'm getting people say, well, what are you talking about Jalen struggle? Dude, Jalen struggled, and Jalen has struggled against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in tie balls.
1,000%.
That is a fact. So that's not me saying. See, this is where I get a little irritated, because nobody's hearing what I'm saying. You're projecting whatever it is you're projecting onto what I'm talking about. Like, I am a fan of Jalen Hurts. I play for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sitting here trying to give you my informed analysis from an individual that has played football before in his past and is trying. My word is not law. My word is not bond. It's not the end all to be all. But I'm trying to give you a little bit more insight than maybe you might have, respectfully. And that's all I'm doing. It's not me sitting here bashing Jalen or talking about this or that. I'm trying to, when I sit here and I look at these games, I try to formulate what I would potentially go through in a situation like this. And when I talk about the head coaches on this schedule, when we talk about, when I say 1-3, because that's what we started out at, 1-3, I'm not talking about Jalen personally having a bad game. I'm looking at the coaches that we're playing against and what potentially might be a pitfall defensively, since we want to break it down. And defensively, we do have a lot of young talent in the beginning of the year that we're facing good coaches that might take advantage of that young talent.
Remember last year, they started off 2-2 and their defense was not good the first month. Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying. So do me a favor. Don't assume that when I say the Eagles are going to lose, I'm talking about Jalen. That's not what I'm doing.
Well, I think there's two things here. One, it's Super Bowl syndrome, that people think the Eagles will never lose games again. And two, I think we too often, you know, this correlation causation. He's not the only reason they win, and
he's not the only reason they lose.
Of course not. I mean, there's been I could probably pick out a few games maybe a handful in his career, where he's played well enough to win, and they haven't won for whatever reason. So it's not always just about the quarterback. All right, 215-592-9494. What to do with Aaron Nola? For me, when Painter is ready, and I don't know if that is a month from now, if it's 2 months from now, but if Nola's pitching like this, I'm taking him out of the rotation. I mean, he's the one that is holding them back. He has 7 losses. The Phillies have 18 losses this season. Aaron Nola has 7 of them. And I know losses aren't the only way to evaluate a pitcher. His ERA is 6. He's earning his losses right now. You can get in What to Do with Nola. Your win total for the Eagles after the full schedule release. We'll go through the next quadrant, the next set of games, October. Well, 1-3 Douglas over here have the Eagles rebound. 215-592-9494. By the way, getting cooked on this high five poll. It's outrageous. It's the midday show.
Who am I getting cooked by? The people that do the high fives? I'm not
all the voters.
About that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Fans of a team.
The whole city. Yes.
High five. I didn't play. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It really is.
Not really.
Schedule release. It's like Christmas, Hugh.
No, it's not.
Well, you kind of a Grinch around Christmas. This fits.
No, I'm not. I mean, listen, I'm not annoyed. Well, I am annoyed.
Yeah, you're annoyed.
I'm a little
I'm
annoyed.
Not mad.
I'm not
Do
mad.
Do not it, write that I'm mad.
Like, listen, I love the Eagles. Play for the Eagles, you know, bled for the Eagles. So when I sit here and I try to assess certain things, I do it from, you know, a position of knowing just a little bit, knowing a little bit. And it's just amazing and funny to me how certain words trigger people.
Mm.
Like, for example, and shout out to my man that's texting me and talking in my DMs. The word struggle triggers some people.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, and I'm not picking on this individual. I mean, because we've been back and forth, but I said, Jalen struggles against good coaches, right? And he was like, so what do you mean he struggles against good coaches? I was like, well, he struggles against Todd Bowles.
Sure does.
And somebody, he said, well, that's only one coach. And I was like, well, he struggled against Sean McVay in the playoffs because he got sacked 7 times. So, mm-hmm. And we only won 28-22. I mean, we won, but it was still a struggle. So I guess people got caught up on the word struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's.
That was a struggle.
That was a struggle.
Yeah,
it was a struggle. And Jalen, like I said, got sacked 7 times in that game. And that hasn't been that far back that happened. So when I look at these games and I try to give you what I think might happen, yes, Jalen, all this that we're doing right now is hypothetical. But I go back and I think about that game and I'm like, well, they might have a game plan that they were comfortable with that they feel that they can implement.
Mm-hmm.
And Mekhi Becton's not here, so that might be something that they might try to exploit. And it's early in the season. Because I feel like I have to do this now. Because for whatever reason, when you tell somebody how you're feeling, instead of them using it, and I'm not picking on anybody, I just want to make that clear, but it's like you're not using your own brain power and trying to figure out, well, hey, how could you logically get to where you're at when you make your assessment? It's all of a sudden, oh, well, you're hating on Jalen. Nah, dog. It's not that.
They're hitting the hater alert button.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a little bit premature.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's not even crazy to say that somebody struggles against good coaching. Like, that's the point of good coaching. Like, even good players
struggle
when there's good coaching. Like, that's just how sports work.
What is it called? The dog whistle?
Yeah.
It's not, you don't have to blow the dog whistle, dog. I am sitting here. That's why I hate doing these, Joe, and this is your fault.
What'd I do?
This is your fault.
I agree.
This is you and Kyle. When you're winning too, Kyle, you're complicit too.
Now, Joe.
You sit here and we all get excited.
It's the best day of the year.
About picking wins and losses.
Yes.
And getting people upset because you're not
getting anybody upset.
We have 11 wins.
People getting upset because your win total doesn't factor into it.
Yeah, people are babies.
Compute.
Yeah. It's okay.
They're
going to survive.
It is.
Hey, good,
it's not.
Quarterbacks struggle against good defensive coaches. This happens. I mean, Josh Allen struggles against Steve Spagnuolo.
All the time.
Sometimes guys struggle. Yes, it's a fact. Jalen Hurts has struggled against Todd Bowles. That's why we all had him as a loss against the Bucks. All right, so
he's a Grinch. I mean, doesn't like this is Christmas morning, schedule release day, and you don't even like fans high fiving each other, which is the most basic form of shared celebration.
It's going to be tough for you to get past that one.
I don't care about the fans getting mad at me because they high five. You didn't play. None of y'all played.
We're happy for the team.
High five.
We're sitting around and I'm looking at. We're sitting there and everybody's like high five, and I'm like, high five. Why are we high five?
It's called shared excitement.
I mean, you could do that, but you could do the fist pump, but the high fives around.
What's the difference?
It was just weird.
Well, not weird.
But there's different
it's
forms.
It's actually like very common.
How do you want people to embrace each other?
Every circle.
I don't want to be embraced.
Well, but people like to embrace.
Nobody's going to hug you.
So the high five is a very simple and like, it's just, it's not a big deal.
It's a big deal.
No, it's not. A high five's a big deal.
It's a little bit.
It's
a little bit over the top. I just feel like it's
no. I think over the top is hugging over a 2-1 win in May. That's for the playoffs.
A high five is very basic form of like shared excitement.
Yeah,
like that was great. High five. Yeah, cool.
Especially at a game. Like we're not high fiving in the office just for the hell of it on a Tuesday. But
I just thought it was kind of weird. Everybody's sitting around.
You're weird for thinking that.
Hey, pop,
it's weird.
Pop.
Like you are in the very small minority.
I've been a minority my whole life.
No, but there's plenty of minorities at high five.
I had to get that.
I know, yeah.
I had to get that one in there.
All right, let's leave it there. 215-592-9494.
By the way, I just want to warn you, mm-hmm. I got something to cut from that that's going to be
what?
Gonna be a tough look for you when I bring it back.
Mm, okay.
Who for Joe or me?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll get there. Let's go through the next four games, shall we?
I feel it's me.
Yeah, it might. Well, it's usually you, but once in a while I have a bad one. All right, let's go through the next four games on the Eagles schedule. Hugh, let's move to October as the Eagles, after their first four games. I have them at 2-2. Kyle, 2-2. You're at 1-3.
1-3.
Week number 5 of the 2025 schedule. In comes the Denver Broncos. Actually, I think one of the more interesting teams in the league this year, coming off a playoff trip last year, Bo Nix, Sean Payton. They added a lot on defense after having a good defense last year. I think they're pretty good, but I give the Eagles a victory at home week 5 over the Broncos. Hugh?
This is another game. When I looked at it initially, I was like, okay, I haven't watched too many Broncos games. Coach Payton's a pretty good coach.
Yep.
Bo Nix looked like he had a pretty good year.
And their defense was towards the top of the league last year.
Yeah, yeah. I got the Eagles beating the Broncos. I got them winning this game. I think the Eagles, you know, even though Sean Payton's a good coach, I think we got too much firepower. And this is where the Eagles, to me, tend to hit their stride a little bit. Mm. They're going to hit their stride a little bit.
All right, is it a clean sweep? Kyle, Broncos, week 5 at home.
Yeah, I got them beating the Broncos. They bounced back after losing to the Bucs the week before, and I think they take that one.
All right, so we got a clean sweep there. Victories across the board. All right, week number 6 now. The Eagles on the road on a short week. Thursday night football in New York against the Giants. This, for me, is a victory. I can't take the Giants seriously for a decade. They're probably a little bit more competent at quarterback now than they were last year with whatever. It's Russell Wilson or it's if they start the rookie. But I don't think they're any good. I don't think the coach is any good. Hugh, I got a victory over the Giants in week 6 on Thursday.
Ditto. They beat the brakes off the Giants,
boom,
man. I'm not worried about what the Giants are doing. They got a good defense, though. Not saying it's going to be easy win, but, you know, they got a good young defense.
That will be the part of the game where, like, all right, that looks like it's serious, their defensive line. But other than that, I just don't think it's a good team at all. Kyle, Giants, week 6.
Yeah, they beat the Giants. I mean, they might be a little bit tougher than last year.
Yep.
But they're going to beat the Giants.
All right, so we got a pair of wins to start off October across the board. Let's go to week number 7 in Minnesota. On Sunday at 1 o'clock against what's presumably J.J. McCarthy and a Vikings team that has a new quarterback and a good roster. This was one of the more tricky ones for me. When I first looked at the schedule, I said, I don't know about that one. But then I thought, okay, it's a young quarterback. I know this coach is really good developing quarterbacks, but it's going to be a 7 start in the league. The Eagles will have extra rest coming off the Thursday night against the Giants. Hugh, I put the Eagles down for a victory here. Win over the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. This was one, to be totally honest, early on. Mm-hmm. I kind of looked at it and I was like,
it's a weird one.
You know, it's back-to-back. You know, it's funny about them back-to-backs.
Back-to-back,
man.
Road game.
Back-to-back,
yeah.
Road game. Mm-hmm. So a little funny about them back-to-backs, mm-hmm. But I think the Eagles go back-to-back and this one they get another W.
All right, Kyle, what'd you think on this one? In Minnesota against the Vikings.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I'm unsure about J.J. McCarthy, but the Eagles got like 11 days to prepare for this one.
Yep.
I got the Eagles getting a win.
So the
that's good. The timing helps, too, the rest.
The rest. Now, the Vikings are off their bye. It's the only team the Eagles are going to face that's off its bye. But it's a different kind of bye because I believe the Vikings are playing 2 straight Europe games. Like, they're overseas 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Then they have a bye. Then they face the Eagles.
Yeah,
so
that's why,
That could be a weird spot for them trying to, like, reacclimate themselves. I take the Eagles in this one. So I have them at 3 straight wins to open up October. And then the following week, in week number 8, we get the Giants again. Now back at home.
Tomato can.
Second time in 3 weeks. A second victory in 3 weeks. The Eagles sweep the Giants to close out a perfect October on my schedule. Hugh, win or
definitely
loss? Okay.
Oh, man, they beat the brakes off.
All right, so we got a 4-0 October?
Yes.
We're feeling good?
I'm there with you.
All right.
This is the best stretch of the schedule for the Birds for me.
All right, so let's size this up through October. I have them, and Kyle has them, at 6-2. Hugh, you have them at 5-3,
mm-hmm.
Right? You've recovered from your 1-3 start?
Yes.
You're not an Eagles hater anymore?
I obviously not. Okay. Well, it all depends on what the people are thinking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ooh. I don't care. Oh, that's the cut I had. I don't care about what the fans, I don't care about what they think about me and these high fives. I'm a man.
That's tough to come back from.
Men don't high five?
Men don't high five at the games that they didn't play.
Yes, they do.
That's the story. I'm sticking
Thousands do this every day.
To that. I mean, I high fived, but.
But
I
you
mean,
complained about it the
yeah,
next
I complained
day.
The whole, no, I complained about it during the high five. I'm like, why are you high fiving me? Because I came over there and high fived me. I'm like, dog, why you didn't play?
He's excited.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
He was excited.
Yeah.
Jack was excited.
Yes, fans get excited when their team wins. It's
I crazy. Tell you, Spike stayed true to form. Spike kind of just looked like, eh. I think me and Spike, I'm not trying to put words in Spike's mouth, but I kind of felt like.
This is why you guys go to the movies.
Spike has human emotions.
This is me and Spike are like kindred spirits when it comes to stuff like this.
Moviegoers together. These guys don't high five. All right, 215-592-9494. Your win total for the Eagles. And Aaron Nola, when Painter arrives, when he's ready, let's say
couldn't
a month from now.
Out, huh, Kyle? Couldn't wait to roll that one out.
I was wondering what you said because I didn't pick up on it at first, but.
And he just keep doing it. Like
it's good editing right there. Yeah.
Look at him over there. Now he over there fist pumping. Yeah, really? That's
gonna,
what we do?
He's going to high five someone.
Want a high five?
I think Kyle needs a high five. You want to give him one, you?
No.
I didn't think so.
We're not high fiving over here.
All right. 215-592-9494. Your win total, your record for the Eagles. The schedule is out. All right. We roll through this thing. We're halfway through. We're through October. 5-3 and 2-6-2s for the three of us here. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Big V.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's Big up, V, man? What's up?
All right, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we need to get you a new phone.
Because they double it up on you, Hugh. And, you know, just stand strong with what
they
you
do,
believe
they
in.
They do this
hold
every
on,
day.
Hold on a second. Big V, you're but with him on the high five?
Huh?
You're with Hugh on what? High fives?
No, it's an individual thing. I mean, for some people, sports high-fiving each other is what brings us together.
Yeah.
Some people are like, you know, I don't want you to touch me, you know. So, you know, yeah, it's an individual thing. If that's what you're into, do it.
You know what brings us together?
What's that?
alcohol.
Well, that's what we were. That was part of the high five celebration.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Alcohol brings us together.
Well, but a high five is like the simplest form of human touch.
You know
touch.
What? I will say this too, Big V. I had an adult beverage, but I didn't partake. Maybe I wasn't loose enough. Maybe I was a little bit too stiff for the Audi.
Maybe next time,
crazy.
You know, take that adult beverage, suck it down, and then go for another.
See,
nah,
everyone
relax. Nah, you can't be doing that now.
Come on now. It's family show, Big V.
Okay. Well, listen. Let's go on my win count.
What do you got?
I got them at 14.
14?
That's a lot.
14. 15, if they've got 6 wins before the bye, they'll win 15 games.
15? They got to play the Chiefs and the Bills on the road.
And
they're underdogs in those games.
Really?
Yeah.
The defending Super Bowl champs are now underdogs. In which world does that exist?
Well, you'd have them as a favorite in Kansas City?
I'd have them a favorite in every game.
Wow. No, stop. That's surprising.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Kyle, shut up.
You shut up.
But listen, see, the problem is that you guys are taking more stock in these other teams' offense and taking less stock in our team's defense.
We lost half the defense.
Yes, but you know what? We played with a young defense and won the Super Bowl. So we got more guys. They get coached up. You know, Vic is a master of game day preparation. So, you know, rest on that. Believe in it.
Well, I think they will be fine. I think they're going to have certainly an above-average defense, but it's not going to be as dominant as it was last year. I mean, that's like a once-in-20-year defense for the Eagles.
Not. Listen.
It's a once in Fangio's entire career that he had the
it's
first.
It's the best defense in Eagles history, Big V.
It's the best defense Fangio's okay. ever had.
So, and he can't duplicate that?
Likely
what
not.
That's like saying you're only 16 once. That's
what? But that's true.
That actually is true.
Yes, it is. But you keep living and you get better. What? The more you do, the better you get. Life is about progression.
I mean, Big V, that made no sense.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Next time, I'll get some crayons and I'll mark it out for you.
We might need that. But, to be honest.
Anyway, but listen on the Nolan thing. Mm-hmm. Why are you guys looking to sit him down for having a bad day?
A bad day. He bad has month. A 6.16 ERA this season.
So Harper's had a bad season and
no,
a half.
No.
You're not sitting him down.
No. Bryce Harper has been below his standard. He's been an above-average player this year for the sport. Aaron Nola is one of the 5 worst starters in baseball so far this year. He's been bad.
Okay, and so he's been bad, and he had a bad day, and now you are trying to disprove the insanity theory? Same guy doing the same thing, but you're expecting a different result?
Well, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to – I mean, I expected him to be better than this. And Big V, we preached the call. I don't think anyone expected Aaron Nola to be this bad. He's had a tremendous
it's
Phillies
been a
career.
Rough.
But it's been really rough. And my point is this. In a month or so, their best pitching prospect is likely going to be ready. Now, they could delay his time to the major leagues. I don't know what they're going to do, but – like, there's boxes the prospects check. He's healthy. Okay, obviously. He's performing well. Okay. He's facing AAA. He's up to a certain amount of pitches. We're not far. I don't know if that is a month or it's a month and a half from now. They said July-ish, but the whole time, where Andrew Painter's going to be ready. So then he comes up here, and they have some choices. They could go to a 6-man rotation, which he has said that is what he thinks is going to happen. Okay, maybe. But if they keep a 5-man rotation, someone has to leave. It's not going to be Wheeler. It's not going to be Lizardo, who's been excellent. It's not going to be Sanchez. So it's Ranger. We already kicked Tywin out of the rotation, even though he pitched well.
And he was not happy about it, but he pitched angry and did his thing.
Yep, so he's out. So he's in the bullpen now. So we got now 5 starters, Ranger and Nola. I mean, right now, Aaron Nola looks like the worst starter they have. And he's looked like that the entire season. I don't want to kick him out of the rotation, but he's got to figure it out.
Yeah, we know Ranger ain't going because Ranger's trying to get his bread. Well, he ain't going.
Someone's got to go.
Yeah,
Someone's got to go. All right, Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. What's up?
You. I don't know if it's like a phobia or a fetish thing with you, but the no high fives and the no
fetish.
Hugs,
Well, first of all, I don't know what it is with you.
It's human contact.
Well, I'm not a hugger. I mean, okay. that's something. Do you hug everybody that you meet, Aaron?
I'm actually, the hugs are free, so I do.
You give out free hugs? See, that ain't where you I know? Am yeah. with mine.
I do chest bumps too.
You do?
But as I've gotten later in life, it's more of a belly bump than it is a chest bump. But
I'm more of a buy me a drink first before you start touching all.
Hugging's a little bit different, but like, yeah. do you only shake someone's hand when you make a deal with them?
Yeah, that's what you normally.
About when you say what's up?
You talk. Well, it all depends on who it is.
You're
like,
the one
okay,
putting for, restrictions on when and when you all, can and when you can.
All, my
you
own, know. Like first of all, as an example, like my all my old teammates. When I greet him, I hug him. Like when Brian was here this morning, mm-hmm. greeting him with a hug. Mm-hmm. That's different because we're familiar.
Sure,
but you didn't just
win a game.
No, but we're family. Like I just feel like there's certain rules and protocols.
Well, fans
when it comes
are
to that.
Part of a family.
I'm saying if you're putting your hands on me like that, at least you could do is buy me a drink.
I think there's a big leap between a high five and what you need a
drink
for.
I think your guidelines are a little wonky here.
No, they aren't. I mean, listen.
And that's what everything.
In the man hugs, I could do without those. I'm sorry.
Man
Aaron,
hugs
we're here.
And high fives are different,
well,
though.
Well, to me, they're kind of the same thing.
Oh,
you're just, no, they're not.
They're kind of the same thing.
Hold on. If someone that worked here walked in the studio right now, like where we're at, someone that we kind of see once in a while, and they said, Joe, high five. I said, all right, high five.
If they came up to say awkward.
But they said, I want a man hug.
But
that's way different.
If they came up to me and just hugged me for no reason, I'd be like, what are you doing?
No, it's not. It's
kind of weird.
But
it's
they're
weird.
Kind of the same thing.
They're not.
They're not.
I mean,
they're
me,
actually
they
like not even close to
they're kind of the same thing.
All right, Aaron, go ahead.
Sorry, Aaron.
I think we have to put Q in a you people category along with the flight attendant. That calls an arch-rival radio station.
You're in the same category as Cowboy Jim?
What's up with all this caller-on-caller crime, man?
Jim earns that.
It talks about a team that hasn't been relevant since the fax machine was a state-of-the-art technological advancement.
Cutting edge right there.
Yeah,
huh?
It really is sad.
I can't stand y'all.
Aaron, what do you got on Nola? What do you got?
You know what? It's DEFCON 4 right now. Okay.
That's not bad. Wait a minute. DEFCON 4 is not bad, though.
We tried to figure this out once.
And we do this all the time. Stop using that one. That one's confusing.
I thought DEFCON 5 was the worst. So.
Okay.
Did you watch the games yesterday?
DEFCON 2 then?
Wait a minute. Yeah, we keep messing. We mess this up all the time, don't we? Like DEFCON 1.
It's
DEFCON
the lower 1, the number, the worse.
Yeah, DEFCON 1's the worst. DEFCON 1 represents maximum readiness, meaning the military
so he's at, like,
is prepared
DEFCON 2.
For full-scale conflict. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're at DEFCON 2.
We're at DEFCON 2. We're on the edge of maybe not even becoming a 500.
How do you know?
Ball team at the end of the year.
Well, you mean the Phillies are there or Nola's there?
This feels
the
like Phil- a
no,
the Philly. The Phillies are not at DEFCON 1. No, no, they're not.
You don't even watch the games.
Nola is at DEFCON 1.
Stop it with that, Kyle.
Well, you shouldn't have told me that. I mean, that was a big mistake.
Hey, you should have kept that to yourself.
Listen, the Phillies are an afterthought. Let's talk about the team that really matters, okay? Let's talk about the EAGLES Eagles. This team is going to be 15-2.
Oh boy!
All you Momos out there can have your Josh Allens, your Joe Burrow. What is a Momo?
I don't know. I guess I'm a Momo. Yeah.
Give me Jalen Hurts because all he does is win, baby, win.
Oh, stop.
The Eagles are going 15-2 this year because there's not a team. If we play our game, there's not a team out there that can beat us.
Last year, we got a new team now. Different team. We got to see.
No.
What do you mean, no?
There's nothing different, okay? We've got the same pieces to the puzzle in place that matter. We've got the same winning mentality that we've always had. Oh, and again, there is not a team out there that if the Eagles play their game can come close to touching our team.
You know what this is called, Aaron? Good phone call. This is called Super Bowl syndrome right there. The fact that you said they're the same team, they lost half the defense and their offensive coordinator. They're not the same team. Now, maybe they'll be just as good. We got to find it out. We got to see it. The schedule's obviously challenging. The 11 is what's in my head. 11's what Kyle said. Hugh's working his way. He says towards 12 or 13, but he had 1-3 to start the season. All right, we'll roll through four more games coming up this hour. 215-592-9494. Plus, I want to get this NFL news from yesterday. It made me think about something the Eagles did at the beginning of this offseason. Your phone calls on your win total after seeing the schedule. Aaron Nola, the high five thing, which some people think is a big deal. It seems pretty normal to me. And we got to get to something on the other side that Hugh Douglas would not do for $1 million. I would do it for way less than that. Your calls, midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.